Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I really am here. Just dropped something on the floor, had to pick it up. This is indeed Green Medicine Radio, and this is Jonathan Wright, according to the University of Michigan, Dr. Wright, according to Bastyr University, too. How do you like that? We're at Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. Welcome back to AM 770 KTTH Radio. For those of you who have a question that you may want to get answered, and sometimes I can do that, the phone numbers here are 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 888-465-8770. And I realize that if you call in now, you're going to have to listen to me blab. Well, you don't have to. You can close your ears. But anyway, listen to me blab for a little while before we get to the calls. But we will get there. And we'll make sure to get you in if you're first or second or third in line, won't we? Uh-huh. So there's those phone numbers, 206-421-0770 and 888-465-8770. Okay, now for the next hour or so after I shut up and the music's over, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, and healthy longevity can be maintained and extended with the use of natural substances and energies. All of this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the who knows how long history of nature, creation, and humans. Thanks to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make Green Medicine broadcasts possible so that we can talk to each other, and together we can get the word out about nature's medicine, the medicine that human bodies fit the best. At Tahoma Clinic, we believe that for both prevention and treatment of illness, copying the original plan for human bodies, which uses the substances and energies of nature and creation, and not one patent medicine, sorry about that, folks, also called drugs and pharmaceuticals, is always best. Now, really, did your mom scarf down patent medicines to make sure you emerged healthy? Don't think so. If we want the best of health, we should work to restore and maintain the original functioning condition of a healthy body. There are times when emergency surgery and emergency patent medications can be temporarily, underline temporarily, very important, or even life-saving. But once an emergency is over, a healthy life requires restoring as much as possible the original function of our bodies, and that we must have the original substances and energies given to us by nature and creation. Nothing else works as well. Now, it's going to sound like I'm getting political on you folks, but I'm not. I'm getting scientific. Yep. What do we hear about the scientist? As we all know, some politicians are dictating how we should behave, and I use dictating on purpose. They're not getting anything passed by the legislature. They're just dictating how we should behave and blaming these non-legislatively passed dictates on the so-called coronavirus. There are some qualified scientists who agree with these politicians. Many of them happen to work for and are paid for by government. Didn't say all, but many of them. And we read, see, and hear about this group of scientists, the ones who agree. However, there are very many experienced, well-qualified scientists who disagree that these dictates will actually do any good. But we don't read about these Seattle scientists' opinions in the Seattle Times and Tacoma News Tribune, or see or hear about them in the mainstream television or radio. We can find these opinions online if we know where to look. Not all of us have time for that, though. That's one reason why Green Medicine Newsletter's January issue, yes, that's January 2021, focuses on these non-political, scientifically based, oh yes, and translated into English, opinions which dissent from our present dictatorial orders. Here's part of one of those January Green Medicine Newsletter articles. The title is A Scientific Non-Political Point of View About Coronavirus. Top pathologist claims coronavirus is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Says masks are useless. Who might this be? Well, it certainly isn't a government employee, is it? It's pathologist Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, a longtime virology expert who has received his 4 medical degrees from Cambridge University in the UK, 4 medical degrees, good grief, I only have 2, where he was a scholar at Corpus Christi College. Following a residency at the University of British Columbia, he became a Royal College Certified General Pathologist and a Fellow of the American College of American Pathologists. He's in good standing with the College of Physicians and Surgeons in Alberta, which is in Canada, as I think we all know, and has been recognized by the Court of the Queen's Bench in Alberta as an expert in pathology. Oh, there's his certifications. Dr. Hodgkinson told government officials in Alberta during a Zoom conference call that the current coronavirus crisis is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Hodgkinson's comments were made during a discussion involving the Community and Public Services Committee of Alberta, and the clip was subsequently uploaded to YouTube, where it was still found this morning. I'm surprised it hasn't been taken down so far. Hodgkinson, H-O-D-K-I-N-S-O-N, pointed out that his role as CEO of a biotech company that manufactures COVID tests means, quote, I might know a little bit about all this, close quote. He went on to say there's an utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Remember, this is coming from a man who could possibly make some money because he's head of a company that does COVID tests. Yeah, but he said it's the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. He said that nothing could be done to stop the spread of the virus besides protecting older, more vulnerable people. That's where we should focus, says Dr. Hodgkinson, as well as a number of other experts you'll read about in Green Medicine Newsletter for January, not December now, January. And Hodgkinson says the whole situation represents politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. He remarked that social distancing is useless because COVID is spread by aerosols which travel 30 meters or more by landing. And for the few of us who have forgotten, a meter is 3 feet. That means 90 feet or more before these viruses land. He called for society to reopen immediately to prevent the debilitating damage caused by lockdowns. Hodgkinson also slammed mandatory mask mandates as completely pointless. Masks are utterly useless, said Dr. Hodgkinson. There's no evidence base of their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. Yes, this is this expert saying that. Scientific, not political expert. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous. We are seeing these unfortunate, misinformed people walking around like lemmings obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Yeah, that's what Dr. Hodgkinson said. Now, another expert I'm going to quote here said that the virus particle is 1 micron. Masks, the smallest hole there is in any mask is 3 microns. Guess what? 1 micron can get through 3 microns. So how are these masks supposed to do their job? And I think that's what Dr. Hodgkinson is also talking about, besides this other expert. Back to Hodgkinson, who said that the risk of death in the province of Alberta for people under the age of 65 was 1 in 300,000. And we're finding from other experts that the death rate is less than 1%, much less than 1% in most states in the United States. And that's strictly from the coronation virus. One of the problems we have, as you probably know, is if you happen to die from a heart attack or stroke and you have been misdiagnosed with coronavirus, oh, it was a coronavirus death, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Yep. I'm absolutely outraged, finished Hodgkinson, that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow. Now, just in case this video is deleted from YouTube, there's an alternative link published in January's Green Medicine Newsletter, and you can click on that link and get to the video at another location where YouTube can't delete it. Okay, back to Green Medicine Radio, as we call this program. Don't forget all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com, an archive of all our radio broadcasts since 2010. Good grief, it's been a decade. You can click over here for archive shows and click over there for any year displayed, scroll through for any program or even a segment of any program you want. You could also click there for 2019 shows, 2018, 2017, etc., back to 2010. There are tabs for topics, hosts, the Tahoma Clinic YouTube channel, the Tahoma Clinics, and a contact and a link tab. You can also... Thanks to longtime volunteer webmaster John DeBlazo, who organized and maintained the Green Medicine Online website for years, and now to George Saxton for keeping it updated. Consider visiting all the W's and greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems or those who want to stay healthy and perhaps, in fact, very likely, live longer too, as well as staying healthy. Okay, well, it's going to be time for the music in a couple of minutes, I think, but at least I can take a question here, and I can get back to it after the music, and that way we can get somebody else in later. Hi, Marie, are you on the line?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello. So go ahead with your question. Okay, if I can't answer the whole thing before the music, I'll get to you after.
I've been on Armour Thyroid for several years, and my doctor, when I go to have a physical, all she checks is the TSH.
That's such a bad mistake. There's a professor from Glasgow who actually published an entire article on that, the nonsense of checking TSH. She says that TSH levels have never been correlated with physical symptoms, as have the free T3 and the free T4 test. So I'm sorry he's making that mistake, which was called out over a decade ago by this professor from Glasgow.
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I talked her into testing it, and the free T3 and the free T4 were both low.
Okay. Now, what's supposed to happen in our bodies, if those are both low, then the TSH is supposed to be a bit high. Was yours a bit high?
No, it was actually 1.5, I think.
Okay, ma'am. Then the problem is further up in the brain, possibly. I can't tell you for certain.
Yeah.
But please write down this name, because you can read all about this particular thing. It's Walter, which we all know how to spell. And the next name is P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I. Walter Pierre Paoli, which is Italian for Peter Paul.
Uh-huh.
And then put in the capital letters T-R-H on your search engine. Walter Pierre Paoli, T-R-H.
All right.
And oh, my goodness, will you read a whole bunch by the world's leading researcher on TRH, which is actually secreted to stimulate TSH, which is secreted to stimulate, among other things, T3 and T4. So it sounds like your whole chain isn't working, which probably means your TRH isn't being secreted. And I wouldn't be surprised, because chances are we're both past 40 years of age, and the TRH does start to drop after 40 to 50, the TRH. But there's an outfit online called International Anti-Aging Systems. They actually sell TRH in little tablets, Dr. Pierre Paoli's basically invention.
Uh-huh.
And they're called International Anti-Aging Systems. International Anti-Aging Systems.
Okay.
You go to their website. What are you looking for? Put in TRH, and up will come the information.
Okay.
And you can read Dr. Pierre Paoli separately, get his independent opinion, and then you get the company's opinion.
Sounds great. So I don't need to have that test done right now, right?
No, I wouldn't say so, but I would get after this information, ma'am, because if any of us go around with low free T3, low free T4, and the TSH marginally low for a long time, we're not going to live as long as we could otherwise, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for your help.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad we get to answer your question before I have to shut up for the music.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, I don't know if I'll answer Stan's entire question here. No, I won't. There comes the music. I'll get to you after the music, Stan. And for everybody else, if nobody else is waiting, you get to listen to me yammer on. So call 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, or 888-465-8770, 888-465-8770.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep. Not just me, but Stan and Bonnie and Hannah and Lane. Thank you all for calling. We can get the word out about doing good with natural medicine. So I should shut up and listen to Stan. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for having me on. I went to a cardiologist, and he said that I've gone into afibrillar fibrillation, and he wants me on lisinopril, which I really don't want to go on. Eliquis. I'm on lisinopril, but he wanted me to go on Eliquis, and I kind of challenged him that I'd rather be on the omega-3s, fish oil. I do get the Elite Omega 3 1600 milligrams Carlson brand and the Super D Gems that have some more of that in also by Carlson.
Good for you. You're working on your own health. Go for it.
So what would you suggest?
Okay, I haven't got all the brands memorized, but Carlson is a good one. But what I don't have memorized is the two fractions of the omega-3 fatty acids, which one is higher in the Carlson brand. Now, there is EPA and there's DHA, and both of them have functions in both male and female bodies, no question. But researchers found out a number of years back that for men, the EPA fraction keeps the platelets slippery, so you don't need an anticoagulant. You need enough EPA. The DHA for men, well, it is good for us. It helps that area of the brain that develops memory cells and stuff, and DHA is good for that in both men and women. But the DHA does not do much as an anticoagulant at all for men, whereas for women, the DHA definitely works as an anticoagulant. Now, why it should be gender-specific and violating all the laws of the Seattle City Council by being gender-specific, I have no idea. But take a look at your Carlson, and if it happens to have more of the EPA than the DHEA, good, then just stick with it. Now, next question is
how much EPA on the Carlson is, for two capsules, is 800 milligrams, and the DHEA is 600 milligrams.
Well, those are the right proportions, sir, but if we're going to get effective slipperiness on those platelets, I am not kidding you, sir. You try sticking a hole in one of those capsules and then squeezing it into a tablespoon, and you're going to find that it takes from 10 to 12 capsules to fill up that tablespoon, and it takes a minimum of one tablespoon. It takes a minimum of one tablespoon to do the job. And if you want to get a formal test to prove that, you can. There is a test called a blood viscosity test that Meridian Valley Lab offers. But one isn't forced to do that test to take the fish oil. And we don't overdose on fish oil until we get past 2 tablespoons daily. So I'll shut up now. Your turn.
Yeah, so would you recommend staying away from the Eliquis if fish oil is working?
You bet, sir. Eliquis, all you need to do is go online and read about all the adverse effects that it has. And they just don't have those kind of adverse effects about fish oil until you get past 2 tablespoons in, or into the 3 or 4 tablespoons a day. Then you can bleed out if you get a cut.
Now, with that, since I'm 79 years old, I've had heart challenges since fourth grade. I get a bloody nose in the left nose, so I do take a vitamin K, MetaQ7, as in MK7.
Yep.
And if I can take one of those a week before I go to church on Sunday mornings, and I don't get any bloody noses at all ever since I started taking it.
Well, good for you. Sounds like you and your wife are working on staying healthy, sir.
Yeah, will that work out with the fish oil?
Yes, it will. They work together very nicely, thank you.
Very good. And one other question. You had mentioned a book on where another doctor using aspirin and fish oil instead of the Eliquis and those different medicines like that. Do you remember that book?
I don't remember it. I am very sorry, sir. I happen to have quite a collection of books. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of, I'm not kidding you, 2,000 or 3,000. And I just had
My wife and I will listen to the whole program, and if it comes to mind, you mentioned one and talking about the use of aspirin and fish oil, and you said you liked the book a lot, but you would go with just the fish oil only without the aspirin.
That's right, sir, I did. And I'd also make
sure... And the aspirin is the synthetic component which is found in white willow bark, is that correct?
It's a takeoff on that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things, sir...
Okay, well, I think we've got it, and we'll keep listening, and if you think of that, you can throw that out there with the book and the doctor's name that did it.
Okay. I just rearranged the whole library. That's why I'm not sure where it is right now. But I'll see if I can think of it. And one
very
of the things,
much.
Sir, one other thing before you go, sir, got to say this, because if we take extra fish oil, and extra does mean in the tablespoon to 2 tablespoon range, which is very, very safe, except there's a tiny except, and we can counteract that except, and you're probably doing it already, and that is that researchers found that on the same day, not necessarily at the same time, one should take extra vitamin E, because vitamin E protects against a process that takes literally months to years to develop from taking a lot of fish oil. It's called lipid peroxidation, which just means that the cell membranes are just a little bit frayed by that oil. Who knows why, but that's what happens. But vitamin E protects against that. And I kind of suspect you're taking vitamin E already the way you guys are taking care of yourself.
Well, we have vitamin E in quite a few of our supplements of different spectrums, and maybe I should add extra vitamin E to that. I'm not sure.
Well, first do the math. If it adds up to at least 400 IU in all the little different components, and you add them up and they come up to 400 IU, then you don't need to get any more. But if it doesn't,
the 400 number I'm familiar with, so I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, sir.
Well, I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for helping me get the word out about all this. Bye now. Okay, let's see. It's not time for that music, so let me shut up and listen to Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Okay, so I have three little short questions. I have my partner about two or three times a week sweats profusely at night when he's sleeping. His shirt is soaking wet in the morning.
Oh, my.
He's 61 years old, and I was just curious to know if you had any ideas about what that causes that.
Well, first thing that comes to mind is a non-obvious infectious process that is getting activated in the nighttime, and that will certainly make us sweat. Now, I'm not saying for sure that's what it is, but I would wonder about, oh, gee, does he have a hidden dental infection? Is there something going on someplace in the body due to either viruses or bacteria, that sort of thing? Now, what if there were? Well, one of the most effective things against that is this stuff called nanoparticulate silver, which these days you can find in any natural food store, the Tama Clinic dispensary, online. Nanoparticulate means it's very, very tiny particles, and that's how it's able to get at the viruses and the bacteria. And yes, we can take too much silver, but we'd have to go awfully far. And what's the worst thing that taking too much silver has ever done to anybody? Turned their skin blue in about 5 to 10 years. I am
right,
not kidding.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then another friend of ours, I believe it's called gallstones. He's been passing stones, and he's had a lot of trouble with it, and it's very painful. And
yep.
I was wondering, do you have any naturopathic remedies for stones?
First thing we do is find out what the person's allergic to. And once we find out what they're allergic to, they quit having gallbladder attacks. I am not kidding you, ma'am. That's from Dr. James Brenneman, who wrote us a book called Basics of Food Allergies. He said, if you're having gallbladder attacks, just quit eating what you're allergic to. And so
okay,
I applied
so what was
that
the name
when I read
of the book?
Basics of Food Allergy.
Basics. Okay.
James Brenneman, B-R-E-N-E-M-A-N.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, and then my last question is, I had a shingle shot several years ago, and then on my right shoulder, I got shingles about, less than a year ago. And so I'm sure it would have been worse if I hadn't had the shot. But now they have the shot that has a double shot where you take it a month apart. The first one and then the second one a couple months apart. And mm-hmm. I was wondering, that should probably help. They say it's an improved shingle shot. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I ignore it because the best shingle shot I know of is called vitamin B12. The person comes in, they got shingles, we give them a bunch of B12, and the shingles goes away. And, funny thing, but for those of us who happen to be over 60, according to Mayo Clinic, no less, published in 1932, roughly 50% of us are starting to go low on stomach acid. And if we go low on stomach acid, the same cells that are going low on stomach acid are going low on making the molecule called intrinsic factor, which is totally necessary. Without it, we cannot absorb B12 even if we digest it properly.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I much prefer the B12, ma'am, because if we're of an age where we might be having a decline in our stomach acid, we need it anyway. And
yeah.
A person's having an acute shingles, we just say, okay, you learn how to give yourself B12. It's that safe. Nobody ever OD'd on self-injecting B12.
So how often and how much?
Well, if you have the shingles right now, we take a CC, which is 1,000 micrograms, every day till it goes away.
Yeah, I don't have it right now.
Well, if you have it right now, that's the thing to do. Check with your physician about that.
Okay.
Or a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
Okay, so if I don't have it now and want to prevent it, can I take the B12 on a regular basis?
There's a very large maybe about that, ma'am. There are two companies out there that have just recently introduced a product called Intrinsi, I-N-T-R-I-N-S-I, B12. Now, what they claim to have done is combined vitamin B12 with a duplicate of the intrinsic factor that our stomachs are supposed to make, so it'll be better absorbed. Unfortunately, so far, there are no scientific publications on this product, so I really can't tell you for sure. Oh, yes, it's been tested and really been found to work. You could try it if you feel like it, but it might not work. I'm not saying it won't, but it might not work as well as the shots do, because the shots get around the absorption problem.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, because I've taken B12 before. I haven't taken it in the last year or two. What's a safe number of B12 to take?
Again, 1,000 micrograms, which is just 1 milligram. That's very safe. And nobody has ever, ever found an overdose on this stuff. I know some people who, to get rid of shingles, just zoomed right on up to 3 milligrams a day, and it went away quicker. They were having a recurrent attack.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
Yes, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Okay. It's probably, I think I hear the music, so we'll get to Hannah and Lane and Jennifer thereafter.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer, and every time you're outside, go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
I think I'm still here. Let's see. Looks like Hannah is calling us from Salt Lake. Is that right?
That is right.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Dr. Wright. I have kind of outrageous hiccups. They usually come in single random increments, and they can be painful for me and for others around me because of how loud they are. And
oh,
I was wondering if you had any ideas as to how to help this.
Yes, I might. Let's see here. Okay, and here it is. Ah, good thing I got hold up. It's a little article called A Cure for Stubborn Hiccups. It was in my prior newsletter in December 1998. And this is one that at least I learned from, I'm not kidding you, sir, ma'am, British bartenders. No kidding. People will get the hiccups in the bars over there in the UK, and I'm sure they do here in the US of A, too. But they have a type of alcoholic drink called bitters, and the bitters eliminate stubborn hiccups. I am not kidding.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure what bitters is because I'm not an alcohol fan, but I'm sure you can find out.
That's really interesting.
And it says it's entirely natural. Here we go. Let's see. A study showed that 88% of those who sucked and perhaps chewed on a lemon wedge soaked in Angostura bitters had their stubborn hiccups cured. Angostura bitters, prepared from the bark of a South American tree into an alcoholic tonic. The whole thing's natural, ma'am. And who knows? It's a little bit alcoholic, so don't drink too much of it.
I am under 18. Do you know of anything that is not alcoholic?
Not that it's been research proven to be this effective, no.
Okay. Well thank you for this idea.
Yeah, if your parents don't have a problem with it, ma'am, if you're under 18, if you're using it therapeutically, that's a different story than just going out there and drinking alcohol. You know that.
Okay. Just real quick, one more thing. I also have major burps. Very loud, very long, very surprising. That are coming out of just this girl's body. Is there anything, any ideas, any helpful tips you have for me about those?
You're talking about gas passing?
Burping. So.
Oh, burping up.
Just burping, like.
Burping.
Just burping.
You don't ever get any acid reflux, do you, ma'am?
Sometimes.
Aha! You're kind of young for that. But the two things go together, in case you didn't know, burping and acid reflux. Because if a person gets acid reflux, even if it's only sometimes, if they happen to be 18, oh my goodness, it means their stomach acid is already starting to decline because some researcher published in 1980 from the UK some very careful research that proved that what keeps that acid in the stomach is the acid itself. It causes the valve between the stomach and the esophagus to stay closed if it's nice, strong acid. So the acid can't get back into the esophagus, can't give acid reflux. But if the acid is starting to decline, ma'am, then, oh dear, it doesn't close that valve enough and back comes acid reflux. Now, what that has to do with burping, ma'am, is if the stomach acid isn't strong enough, it doesn't kill the little bacteria that are in the stomach. Because literally, somebody who is in their teens usually has a blinking much stomach acid that no germ can live in their stomach and make gas. So you're burping.
I've been having big burps since I was little, too.
Well, it sounds like you better check with the doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, ma'am, because it sounds like you've got some type of stomach malfunction with both the acid reflux and the big burps. Again, that means there's a bacteria living in there that shouldn't be living in there and can be killed with hydrochloric. Now, at age 18, one does have a much better chance of restoring their stomach's function than we all do at age 50 or 60. But I'd look into it fairly soon. I wouldn't let this go on. It also means one other thing, and that is even if you eat the best organic food in the world, well-balanced, you're not going to be as well-nourished as if you were well-digesting it with adequate stomach acid, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, I'm sorry, but get after that one. You want to stick around the planet for a long time. So.
Will do.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. I think Lane is still waiting patiently. Thank you, Lane.
Yeah. So I'm curious about neuropathy brought on by chemo and radiation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the neuropathy is body-wide, or is it a certain location, or what, sir?
Just in my, it seems it's located kind of in the front part of my foot, from the ball of my foot to the toes primarily, and then mostly in the three last fingers and a little bit in my thumb on both hands.
Oh, okay. So it's in both hands and in one foot or both feet?
Both feet.
Both feet. Okay, well, one of the first things that comes to mind when I'm hearing about any kind of pain, neuropathy or other pain in both hands and feet is, have you seen a really good chiropractor lately? Because it sounds like I heard you about the radiation, the chemo. I heard you. But it sounds as if there's a possibility that there's something compressing on nerves. And that's, of course, what in the spine. And that's what, of course, chiropractors deal with the most, because it's a little unusual. It's not unheard of, but it's a little unusual to have it in the hands and the feet both without having the spinal cord involved somehow. Now, I know you mentioned radiation and chemo, and one of the best things one can do about that, sir, is do what, no kidding now, 95% of species living on the planet do. If somebody gives them chemo, their livers go into overdrive, making vitamin C to detox that chemo. So if you haven't done so already, do what Linus Pauling said and go from 1 gram of vitamin C to 1 gram twice a day, 1 gram three times a day, and keep working up slowly. And as you work up slowly, you'll find, oops, that's giving me gas and loose bowels, and that's what Linus Pauling called bowel tolerance for vitamin C. The bowels can't tolerate any more than that. So you stick with that level that your bowels will tolerate, and that is actually nature's number one detoxifier for 95% of the species on the planet. And us humans, we're missing the fourth enzyme needed to make vitamin C. So our livers try to make vitamin C. They can't do it.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Would milk thistle help with that as well for detox?
And not as much as the vitamin C. Vitamin C is, again, it's the number one thing. And every animal out there, they make more vitamin C by far when they've been toxed. And they don't make a whole lot of other things as much as they make vitamin C.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sir. I'm sorry to hear about that. The chemo and radiation was not fun to experience, I understand. So, sorry.
Well, yeah, there's lots of things that are more pleasant, but it's kind of just the way it has to be now. So.
Well, at least you're still with us, sir.
Yep. That actually makes a difference to me, too.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Doc.
You're welcome, sir. And just before we get to Jennifer here, I'm going to give out the call-in numbers one more time. So in case I happen to shut up after answering Jennifer, somebody else may get their question answered. But I'll just try to shut up at that point. Okay, the phone numbers are 206-421-0770. 206-421-0770 and 888-465-8770, 888-465-8770. And thank you for using one of those phone numbers, Jennifer. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I have always had really high levels of B12 since I started getting it checked, so it doesn't even detect it. It only says over 2,000. And it makes me confused because I do have to take HCL with meals, and I talked to you back in June, and I was telling you about I was having trouble with some thinning hair, and at the time I was only taking 1 to 2 HCLs per meal, but now I have upped it to roughly 8 with a large meal, and I usually only eat 2 meals a day. And I am going to have my amino acids checked because you mentioned that, but I will be doing that soon, but I didn't get that done yet. And did you ever hear of somebody having that high B12?
What I've heard is that, not just heard, but also seen, excuse me there, is that the ranges of normal are completely inaccurate. The reason for that is that what's included there are people all the way from their late teens until they're not on the planet anymore, and they're in a nursing home or whatever, and they go around and they draw blood for this and that, and they happen to check their B12. And so they give you a normal range that usually doesn't apply if it's too high. It's just thinking that it's too high. I'm sorry, I wish there were a better B12 test, but there really isn't. And insofar as neuropathy goes, it sometimes responds to B12. Insofar as pain goes, but not always. Anyway, ma'am, let's see if there's anything else I can help you with here. Oh, yes.
Well, you you also told somebody else that their hair thinning for a woman might be due to candida. And I thought that that might be happening to me because I did see some, like, a white film on my tongue. And I am taking the Capron and the Thorn formula SF722, and it does seem, that does seem to be getting better. So maybe that's also something to do with the thinning hair.
Yes, ma'am, because even if you digest the protein really, really well with those 8 capsules at your largest meal, even if you do, it still has to be absorbed. And what the candida does, it behaves just like gluten. It blocks absorption. It doesn't mess with digestion at all. That's up in the stomach and the pancreas. And the candida doesn't mess with the stomach and pancreas functions at all. But what it does do is mess with the intestinal absorption of various things. So you're absolutely correct, ma'am. And another thing that contributes to allowing a person to have candida is something you've, again, corrected better, and that is not enough acid coming down from the tummy, because most of those bacteria and fungi are sensitive to acid, too, ma'am. They don't like it, and it kills them off. So both the hydrochloric acid you've been using and the Thorn formula and the other thing are helping you against candida.
Yes, and how long does it usually take for the candida, those two supplements?
It really varies, and I'm sorry, this is a relevant question. How old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay, so let's see. That would mean roughly 1970. And in roughly 1970, people were still being soused with antibiotics without being asked to take probiotics. That didn't come up till the latter part of the 1970s and the early 1980s. So that candida may have been down there for a very, very long time is the point, because antibiotics kill off the normal germs, and the candida loves it because it gives it more territory to invade there. So and the reason I ask the question at all is if you were born in that year, then it's going to take you longer to get rid of candida because you've probably got more of it that's been living down there for a whole lot longer. So I'd have to say chances are minimum, I do mean minimum 4 to 5 months and a maximum of up to a year. I'm not kidding. That candida can really get hold in a person born prior to the use of probiotics.
Okay, that makes sense because I had my fair share of it when I was younger. So I appreciate your help, and thank you so much for everything that you do.
Well, thank you for calling in and helping us both get the word out about natural health care, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, still here. And waiting to listen to Chris, who called us from Kent, not too far away.
Yes, doctor, hi.
Hey, hello, sir.
Calling regarding something, regarding a back issue, in other words, itching. You cannot satisfy an itch, primarily on the back, usually around this time of year, not in the summer, but this time of year. And I was just curious, I could scratch it to no end and never satisfy the itch. I was wondering if there is something lacking there.
Okay, and you've had this each year or just this year?
No, just each year. Each year.
Each year. Okay, well, both of us live in the general Western Washington area, and one of the first things we don't get in the wintertime is vitamin D. I assume you're taking your vitamin D, and if so, how much?
Yes, I'm taking probably, 5,000 units a day.
Okay. Now, if that's properly digested and properly absorbed, it may be enough. But how old are you this year, sir? And that's
I'm
a relevant
72.
Question. 72. The odds of you having perfect digestion at 72 are about the same as mine, sir. And that's low, according to Mayo Clinic, published in 1932.
Right.
I keep mentioning this.
Yeah, I recall you talking about that. I'm on your regimen of taking hydrochloric acid. I see Dr. Sherman there. And the other thing I suggested I do, I try to adjust the amount of acid I take, is he asked me to take a pancreatic enzyme.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering, at what point in time do you take that with the hydrochloric acid, before or after?
Okay. Very definitely after. We try to copy nature as much as possible, and when we eat food, it plops into our stomachs or slides into our stomachs, whichever. And then here comes this gush of acid from the tummy, but no alkalinity at all, sir. The stomach doesn't make anything alkaline. That's only the pancreas, which makes actually bicarbonate of soda. No kidding. All right, so here's this flood of acid. Everything's bathed in acid for a while, and once it's fully digested, that acid, since it's been present for a while, opens the valve that goes into the upper small intestine. Well, it closes the one that goes into the esophagus, by the way. You heard that before. And when the acid gets to the upper small intestine, it doesn't have to wait to reach the pancreas. Somebody won a Nobel Prize in 1901, I'm not kidding, for discovering that when acid just leaves the stomach and gets into the upper small intestine, it triggers the release of an enzyme that travels over here to the pancreas and tells the pancreas, ah, there's food coming, you better start working. And the pancreas goes into gear, making lots of the digestive enzymes, plus a whole bunch of bicarbonate, because those digestive enzymes can't work in an acid environment. And so it makes enough bicarbonate to overcome the stomach acidity. All right. Now, what I mean by copying nature is you wait until you feel, and we all can feel, oh, I'm really full. And you wait till you feel, oh, I'm not quite as full as I was when I finished dinner. Aha! That means the stomach's starting to empty, doesn't it? Yes. So that's the point when we take our digestive enzymes, because what we're doing, and it varies from person to person. Some people, it's 5 minutes after they finish the big meal. Other people say, oh, no, my stomach feels exactly the same for 20 minutes. And then it starts to feel like it's a little less full. Well, whenever that little less full feeling comes is when those digestive enzymes should be taken.
Okay, that's the latter part of the meal then. Okay, understood.
Yes, sir.
Understood. Hey, another question regarding vitamin K. Dr. Sherman suggested that take that, and he didn't say exactly how much, 2 caps a day for my heart.
Oh, for the heart?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be doing at least 2 a day, sir, yes.
Maybe what three. Milligram?
Okay, I can't tell you milligrams, but I can tell you the one that I think is formulated the best. It's by an outfit called Life Extension Foundation, LEF. Capital L, capital L, capital F. You can go to the Tama Clinic dispensary website and look that one up, and it will tell you how many milligrams. The reason I like it is not just the milligrammage, though. It's also that there's in there various forms of vitamin K. You probably are well aware that vitamin K has several forms, and the Life Extension people have done a good job at putting several of the forms in instead of just one form. That's the way nature does.
I see. Okay. One other question regarding plumbum. Is it homeopathic for lead removal? Is that correct?
Yes, plumbum, and all it is homeopathic lead, and oddly enough, somehow that stimulates lead removal. Who the heck knows how, but it does.
Okay, and I buy that. You don't carry it there at the clinic, do you?
I don't believe so. There's not a giant call for it.
One last question. Prolotherapy regarding, is that stem cell?
Prolotherapy? No, it's related to stem cell, and it does usually work very well. I wouldn't say 100%, but it comes close to 80-90%. But it's not quite the same as stem cell, sir, no.
It's not. I'm concerned about regrowing cartilage on a joint, if this would be an avenue to try. I was going
well,
to keep Merle
there's
James
something to
talk
there's
that.
Something to try first, so, sir. And that is, have you tried niacinamide in...
No, I'm on your regimen for 3 months now, 3 grams a day.
Good.
And it's not doing much for my joint where I have no cartilage at all. It's bone on bone there.
Well,
and I haven't seen no effect with it after 3 months.
You want to give it to
And I'm not sure that's going to change, but
well,
I am on that regimen for other areas of my body.
I'm glad you are. Well, what Dr. Kaufman taught us all is that by the end of the 4th month is when, if we didn't see any improvement, we're not going to, but not by the end of the 3rd month. It sometimes did take that long. So I would give it at least that long, and then if that doesn't do the job by the end of the 4th month, prolotherapy is at least less expensive than the stem cell therapy. And Dr. Janes, who has an office with us and an office over in Spokane, he comes over once or twice a month and does the prolo. He's been doing it for years. He knows what he's doing.
I plan on possibly seeing him. So do you feel possibly that this niacinamide can improve the joint surface since I have no cartilage there?
Yes. I worked with a man who came in with his x-rays, and he told me that his doctor had told him, look, these are bone on bone. You got to have surgery. I looked at them and I agreed they were bone on bone. But in his particular case, at the end of 4 months, he was all better.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll continue on that. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Sir. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. All right.
I appreciate your call. Okay, well, we can hear the music, so it's time for me to shut up, and I'll be back with you next Saturday.